This is the House of Pop Culture. I am Anthony Donovan.
Amy Meredith.
And Joe Reese.
Durwood Murray is out on assignment. But joining us tonight, we are thrilled to welcome back a very special guest, a good friend of the show, professional race announcer, and all-around geek, who we love very much.
Nerd.
Matthew Starkey is in the
Yay!
House today.
Nerd. You're sitting in for Durwood, so you have to be Durwood.
You have to bring the sexual tension.
I would say those are big shoes to fill, but Durwood and I actually wear the same shoe size, and it's only a 9. So, you know, just give us about half your effort.
Look, here's all you need to know.
I have the biggest feet here.
You need to have...
Does not correlate.
You need to have a weird obsessive love with the movie Roadhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You need to argue with me about dumb stuff.
We do that anyway.
You need to not understand time travel.
Every 50th word out of your mouth should be boobs.
I got that boobs.
All right. Good job. I think we're ready to go then.
All right. Well, tonight,
what are we talking about?
Tonight, to bring it back around to the actual point of this show, we are doing an episode about something, an area of pop culture I'm actually surprised we'd never dedicated a show to.
I know.
But better, how much it meant.
Season 4, better late than never. Tonight, we are talking about The Muppets.
Yay! I'm doing a Muppet flail.
And this is the Muppets are something I have been a fan of for my entire life.
I love The Muppets.
As long as I can remember, I have loved The Muppets in one way, shape, or form.
Oh, yeah. As everyone should. I mean, I don't think I've ever met a person that doesn't like The Muppets, and I don't think I want to know a person that doesn't love The Muppets.
I have said this before. If I meet someone who says to me, I don't like The Muppets, I don't want to know that person.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
It's true.
Little dead inside. Little dead inside.
Yep.
You don't like The Muppets, do you, Matt?
I love
The Muppets. Racist, homophobe, white supremacist, that's fine. You hate The Muppets, you're out.
Yeah.
That's the second thing that we've ever agreed on.
The Muppets?
I would love if we invited him here to talk about The Muppets and he hated The Muppets.
That would be
awesome.
That actually would have been kind of funny. To have the
You're
descent.
A fucking fist with fabric on it.
All right. Season 5 just needs to be all guest stars who hate the subject we're talking about.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I love it. So where should we get started?
Lead the way.
I have fun facts.
I love fun
who
facts.
Who loves fun facts? Because we all know that it was a fact that I had fun looking it up.
True story.
And I got all kinds. I actually learned some stuff. I was actually kind of really happy.
I'm pretty well versed on the Muppets, so I'm curious to see what you're going to give us.
All right. Well, the Muppets debuted on their very first television show, Sam and Friends, which aired from 1955 to 1961.
Mm-hmm.
Did we all know that?
I did know that. Yes.
Then after appearing on several skits in several late-night talk shows, advertising commercials, in the 60s, the Muppets began on Sesame Street.
Sesame Street, sponsored
Sesame
by the Ku Klux Klan.
Sesame Chic.
In 1969.
Okay, cool.
I did not know Sam and Friends.
I did, actually. Jim Henson...
No.
This was the only character that was on Sam and Friends that made it past that series was Kermit. And the first Kermit the Frog was actually made by Jim Henson out of his...
And his wife.
And it was anatomically correct.
Out of his mother's house coat.
Which was also anatomically...
What? Anyway. Yeah.
Yep, that is all correct. And Kermit was, of course, the first Muppet. Do you know what the second... Who the second Muppet was?
I don't know any of their names from Sam and Friends.
Well, no, I mean the ones that are still popular now. Do you know which one the second one was?
You know, I don't.
Let's see. I'm going to say...
You don't have to raise your hand, Matt.
Oh, right. Gonzo. It's got to be Gonzo.
It is not Gonzo.
I'm going to say it was Animal.
No. It was Rolf the dog.
Ah.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which Durwood has often called the Black Muppet.
of course. That's the black. Excuse me.
He appeared on several skits and late night talk shows, and he was on the Ed Sullivan Show, and he began appearing on the Jimmy Dean Show. He was Jimmy Dean's sidekick.
Wow, he made sausage.
Possibly, yeah, but yeah, Rolf the dog was the second.
Okay,
that's
pretty cool.
I had no clue. Now, in 1974 and 1975, Henson pursued developing a series which would focus purely on comedy and mm-hmm. aimed more towards adults than children. And here's what I didn't know. There were two pilot specials, The Muppets Valentine Show,
Oh.
And then the Muppet Show, Sex and Violence.
What?
I kid you not. And that's exactly what I said when I saw that.
Can we pull that up on YouTube and just...
Well, I've seen it's on one of the DVDs as an extra, but they just renamed it the Muppet Show Pilot.
I've seen the pitch video that they were shopping to networks on YouTube.
Which DVD is it on? Because I probably own it.
Hold on. Look. I got it in my notes. It was released on the box set in 2005.
Was that the Time Warner box set?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But yeah, it's called The Muppet Show, Sex and Violence. I had to look it up because this fascinated me. So yeah, in 1975, it was... Where are my notes? In the half-hour special, the Muppets parody the proliferation of sex and violence on television. Nigel, Sam the Eagle, and the hippie bassist Floyd prepare for a pageant based on the seven
that
deadly
sins. That
is a combo.
That is awesome.
I
Sam the Eagle and Floyd combined.
Floyd was not a hippie.
Really?
Although it did contain At the Dance, which was a popular recurring sketch
See,
in the Muppet Show.
See, you're looking
this
up now. Yeah. Sex and violence. Yeah. The Muppets... Sex and Violence. I have to find this now. I must see this.
And apparently it was also the debut of Statler and Waldorf and the Swedish Chef.
Yep.
Breathe, breathe.
Oh, I love, yeah.
There was a sketch called the Seven Deadly Sins Pageant.
Right.
I need this in my life.
I just said that. Yeah, they prepared to be in the Seven Deadly Sins Pageant. How funny is that? I've got to see this.
And apparently the host of it was a Muppet named Nigel.
Yep.
Who would later become the orchestra conductor on The Muppet Show.
Oh.
He was originally supposed to host The Muppet Show.
Well, I'll be damned.
See, kids, no matter how geeky or nerdy you are, there's always shit you don't know.
Right?
It's okay to admit that.
I found that pretty damn interesting.
Once a year.
Never admit it to your wife.
We know everything. Oh, yeah. Well, duh.
Yeah.
Love you, honey.
I am shocked none of us knew that. I really am.
Yeah.
So, which brings us to 1976 for...
The Muppet Show!
Yay! Which introduced Miss Piggy, Fozzie the Bear, Gonzo, and Animal, as well as showcasing Kermit and Rolf.
Mm-hmm.
Woman!
Thank you. So, how much do we love The Muppet Show?
One of the greatest series of all time.
It's okay.
Joe Reese.
Well, one thing, because I saw all of the original Muppet Show series in its original broadcast when I was a child, and I absolutely loved it. I was completely obsessed with it.
How old are you?
I'm 42, Matt. but what happened was it was off the air for a long time out of syndication, and then they started bringing it back in the early 90s when I was an adult. And I started rewatching them, and I gained an entire new appreciation for it because there were so many jokes that just flew right over my head as a child and hit my parents square in the forehead.
I don't think he ever meant it to be for children. That's kind of the thing.
To me, it was family entertainment.
Okay.
You know, or maybe that the kids of the 90s were a little more sophisticated and that kind of thing. But, and we're going to touch on this later because the most current Muppet series was on ABC, that to me was patently adult.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I would not show a child that show. The Muppet Show, I would show kids.
Well, it was prime time, too, when it first was on. And I remember when I was probably an older kid, I think it was probably back around, I don't know if it was early 90s, but I remember in the 80s watching some of it, so I might have been on somewhere. But yeah, I remember watching it as a kid, like older kids.
Well, I think Jim Henson always had a really good way of speaking not only to kids, but to adults as well. He spoke to everybody. Mm-hmm. He was able to speak to everybody.
Well,
at the
same
time.
It laid the groundwork for like watching a lot of cartoons. I remember watching a lot of cartoons like in like junior high and high school. And there are jokes here that I know the core demographic it's aiming for are not going to get. This is like for the adults or the random college stoner or the kid getting home from high school may or may not be a stoner as well. I wasn't at the time.
I don't know if this is true. I tried to confirm it, but I saw it on several things that I was reading. It said during the 6-year run, no celebrity was allowed to be on The Muppet Show more than once. Is that true?
I could see that because it was usually a host and then you had a musical guest and I don't remember any of them ever duplicating.
No. Huh.
Nor do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to confirm that, and I looked it up several times, but yeah, everything I read which kind of surprised me. I was surprised by that.
139 guest stars.
Wow. I think celebrities wanted to be a guest on the Muppet Show back then.
Very much so.
They wanted to be included in that.
Yeah. I mean, for crying out loud, in the Muppets Tonight, Prince was on it.
Who's that?
You're going to have to leave now.
Strike two, Gregory. Strike two.
I also found funny that the guest stars on the original Muppet Show, they could request which Muppet they wanted to appear with. Like, if you had a special Muppet, like, you wanted to do a scene
I want a sex scene with Mildred.
Yeah. whatever fetish you had, you're right. That had to be an interesting, like, now, do they dislike this carrot Muppet, or do they like this Muppet?
Well, Miss Piggy was the most requested, with Animal running a very close second to her.
Oh, God, I love Animal.
So Animal would have been your request.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I like that he was brought in before Electric Mayhem, which I find kind of funny, because he's like, I don't see him as a separate thing from the Electric Mayhem. Although, I'm very sorry, I did not look up when the Electric Mayhem came together.
The Electric Mayhem appeared in a configuration of it in Sex and Violence. I don't know
of
when.
Of course they did.
I don't know when in the rest of the series.
You think Sex
no,
and
right
Violence.
Now I'm still looking at the list of guest stars, and I'm counting how many dead people are in it.
Oh, my God.
Well, don't they put together the band Electric Mayhem in one of the movies? I think in the original Muppet
no.
movie.
No. They were already formed.
Yeah, they come upon
them. They come upon them at the church, and then they read through the screenplay.
And I remember thinking to myself, that's ridiculous. Who would possibly rehearse in a church? And then I became involved in theater.
But yeah,
great acoustics.
I found that very interesting that there was no repeats, because I like I said, I know, you know, most celebrities would have wanted to be on it as much as possible.
A contemporary at the time with celebrity guest hosts, I think Paul Simon hosted like SNL three times in the first 2 years or something like that, and Steve Martin. Well,
there is no Two Timers Club for the Muppets.
I find it odd that they credit both Mark Hamill and Luke Skywalker as guests.
Separately. Oh, see?
By the same episode, right?
It's probably the same episode.
It had to have been the same episode.
Unless they just had random dude who legally changed his name to Luke Skywalker. We got around it.
That would have been hilarious. Also, too, all Muppets are left-handed.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
That does make sense.
Because most of the puppeteers are right-handed.
Yeah.
Right. When I read that, I was like, why are they all left-handed? Then I was like, oh,
there's got to be one or two Muppets out there that are right-handed, though.
I'm sure there are.
There's got to be.
Perhaps in the later canon, Bean Bunny is right-handed. Who knows?
Not to bring us down on too much of a sad note, but Jim Henson's final performance as Kermit the Frog was on May 4th, 1990, on an episode of Arsenio Hall Show.
I just watched that on the Netflix movie Being Elmo.
They showed that. Jim Henson's been gone damn near 30 years. I'm still not over it.
Every time I think about it,
what a beautiful mind, what a beautiful imagination, and what when I think, I mean, it breaks my heart to think about the things that we never got to see from him, because I don't think he was anywhere near done.
Oh, God, No. Because we're just talking about the Muppets, the central Muppets. We're not talking about
the world of Henson,
which is
like another three shows.
Right?
Yeah.
Which some people are pouting at me because I wouldn't let them include the world of Henson. It's
too much.
It's too much, Matt.
And the Muppets deserve their own show, damn it.
Yeah, Matt.
Because it's like, you know, comparing, you know, when you get to Sesame Street, when you get to Fraggle Rock, when you get to Labyrinth, when you get to Dark Crystal, and everything else.
I love Fraggle Rock.
I was my favorite kid, or favorite show as a kid.
Fraggle Rock?
That's one of those I hated as a kid. Love it now.
Yeah.
Well, during the Muppet Show, we also had the first Muppet movie in 1979.
Classic.
Still good.
Indeed.
That movie holds up.
It's yes,
hilarious.
It does.
That That's... movie totally holds up.
I don't think...
Just watch it again today.
I don't think Jerry Jewell, who was the head writer for the Muppets, gets enough credit for the genius work that he did.
Yeah, well, those movies are so funny. But the original one, oh, God, it's so
and
good.
And just the sheer amount of cameos, like the who's who of late 70s comedians, including Telly Savalas, and, you know, they're just beautiful comedian.
A few years ago, when the new Muppet movie came out, the one with, what's-his-face?
Jason Segel and Amy Adams.
The Muppets.
That year, at Thanksgiving, I always have a ton of people over for Thanksgiving, and we had just got finished eating, And that movie was going to be coming out right after Thanksgiving. And after we were all done eating, everybody was just like, oh, turkey. And we all just...
That's pretty much how we do.
And we all kind of just like fell on the couches. And there were some people laying on the floor. And we were all just kind of laying like this big pile of people just zoned out. And we're like, oh, let's watch the original Muppet movie, you know, because we're all going to go see the new one in a few weeks.
No, it actually had just come out.
Did it just come out?
It had come out the day prior because I remember
Nobody had seen it yet, and we were all laying there, and we put it on, and the minute Rainbow Connection started, we all start like everybody just kind of started singing together, and I swear I'm like tearing up now. I swear to God, it took everything in me not to start crying.
Yeah, oh yeah, a room full of comatose 20 and 30 something year olds. Singing Rainbow Connection.
Yes.
I had to sing that at a funeral.
Oh, no.
And it was rough.
But yeah, that is probably one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories. It's just everybody laying there together. And everybody was just kind of like holding hands. And everyone was singing Rainbow Connection. It was so, yeah.
I don't remember holding hands with anybody, but I was
somebody
so full
was sitting
of food,
next
I'll
to me.
Take
well, you weren't next to me, so
okay.
Fine. You were
Gerwood
not in the moment.
Gerwood was holding something.
You
a
were
boob.
Not in the moment. Thank you, Matt. Mm-hmm. You are really doing a good job as Gerwood.
Boobs.
After the Muppet movie, we have... Oh, Lord, I lost my page.
The Great Muppet Caper.
That's right.
Which I knew without looking at Joe's glass, which he's holding up.
One of the original from McDonald's Great Muppet Caper glasses.
Worth a whole 10 cents now.
Nice.
Thank you, Amy J.
I'm trying to see if there was anything before that television-wise. There was not.
Nope.
But we had The Great Muppet Caper.
Yep.
Also, fine film, that one.
Very good. Very good.
Isn't that the one you still quote with the... what is it? Oh, miss. Isn't that...
That's the original.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, myth. It's a myth.
Yes.
I know how much
Carol Kane, one of my favorite cameos in a Muppet movie.
And then 1984, we have Muppets Take Manhattan.
Love it.
That's probably the first one, going back into my youth, that I remember, because that was 84, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was living in New Jersey, just outside of Manhattan, and just, you know, I was like 5.
Little did you know, just a few miles north of your house, Manhattan was being taken by the Muppets.
It was taken hard.
I love that movie so much.
Mm-hmm.
That one has great music and also very good cameos in that one. Joan Rivers in that one.
Strong.
Yeah, good. And because of that one, we got the Muppet Babies.
Yes, we did.
Muppet
Babies. Yep.
What? You don't like the Muppet Babies?
No.
Why?
Boobs.
What?
Okay. So, speaking of the Muppet Babies and boobs, Muppet Babies is something that is kind of is something that rather sticks in my craw in the Muppet universe.
Why?
Because
I love the Muppet Babies.
I do too. Can I finish my thought?
Go ahead.
Because with the animated series, we got the introduction of a character who never got a Muppet.
Who?
Skeeter. You had a forward presenting strong female character who was not a Muppet and never became a Muppet.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Well, I think it's because after Muppet Babies, you had a long hiatus of... you basically had...
That's true,
because
it came long after the series.
Yeah, it was after the series. It was after the original movies, like the original trilogy movies.
Right.
And then later on, you know, you had Treasure Island and Muppets from Space.
They had ample opportunities to introduce her, and it just never happened.
Yeah.
Well, because the next movie was 1992 with the Christmas Carol.
Yeah, Christmas Carol.
Carol was the next one, which is a fine rendition of the Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol's a good one.
Yeah. You know, there's many to choose from, and that is one of them.
Well, and that was the first movie that was made after we started to lose some of the original performers.
Which, you know... They do a good job with replacing the performers. No?
They got there on some of them. To me, the loss of Richard Hunt has never really been filled
properly. Which one does he do?
Richard Hunt did a whole bunch of them, but most notably the first one that springs to mind is that he did Janice.
Oh.
And he also did Sweetums. There were a whole bunch. I got to pull them up. But yeah, he brought... some really really unique voices and performances.
Well, yeah, just between Sweetums and Janis right
yeah,
there.
It's, yeah. It's insane. And to me, like, they still haven't got a good Janis. Like, I don't like the person who performs Janis on the new series. Hmm. I think they could have found somebody better. And I'm going to shout out one of my friends right now who I think should take that role. My friend who is a costumer up in Hollywood, Frederick Faith, does the best Janis impression, Richard Hunt's Janis, that I have ever heard. And y'all need to put him in that role.
I have never heard him do that.
It's incredible.
Now I must hear
it
him
It is
do
incredible.
This.
So I got to, yeah.
I'm going to call him and tell him he has to, like, call my phone and just leave me a message as Janis now. I must hear this.
Huh. Yeah, he also did Scooter.
Wow.
Yeah, he early on did one of the voices for Miss Piggy before they kind of narrowed that down to Frank Oz.
Hmm.
Yeah, but he was a great performer. And he was also Junior Gorg on Fraggle Rock. Yeah, so like a very, very versatile performer.
Yeah.
And, you know, and of course the big loss was Jim Henson when that
obviously
came out.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Steve Whitmire took a while to kind of find his footing as Kermit, but I think he got there.
That was a big role to fill.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, the understatement.
Yeah, because I think I would be nervous as hell if they were like, come on in, you're going to try to do Kermit today. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, for what? Like, yeah. What do you need me to do Kermit for?
Right.
Stuff for Jim to laugh at?
Right. Like, we had a little bit of a break there between the Christmas Carol, 1996, with this next one with Muppet Treasure Island, which I haven't seen in a very long time.
I love that movie.
I enjoy it.
Tim Curry. Tim Curry.
Yeah.
I love the arms.
Yes.
What else has he done? I feel like he's been in something else.
Tim Curry?
I'm sure we'll come up with something by the end of the hour.
He was in Home Alone 2.
That's what it was.
That's where I remember
it. That's what it was.
That's the one.
Oh, thanks for the clue there.
Yep, that. I see what you did there.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to rewatch that one because it's been a while since I've seen that one. I haven't seen it in a while. But they did not wait long. 1999, we had Muppets from Space.
Heavily slept on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember when that came out. I was actually working, we were working in a theater at the
yes,
time.
Yes, we
yeah.
were. That movie's fucking hilarious.
I like that one.
If you saw it and didn't like it, you need to take another look at mm-hmm. it.
I will rewatch it because I did not like it.
Well, and here's what I love about it is that, first of all, Dave Goles, who plays Gonzo, who is the only person to have ever played Gonzo, and I really hope that when he dies, they retire the character because I don't think anybody else could do it.
They're never going to retire a character.
It brought the weird back to the Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I love. And that movie is just the fact that it's centered around Gonzo.
Yeah, if you're focusing on Gonzo.
The humor is so weird. And it just, it cracked me up. Yeah, I love that movie.
I liked that Gonzo was, it was only Gonzo. I don't like the fact that he had this whole other, you know, species. I just want that one Gonzo. I don't want a whole bunch of Gonzos.
Well,
I want one
yeah,
Gonzo.
But the whole running joke of the series yeah. at that time for 25 years was, no, seriously, what the fuck are you?
Yes, I know. Which made it funny. You don't
He's
explain
a plumber.
To me what it is.
You know, and having been presented with that question many times in my life, I can relate.
And also the fact that he's in love with a chicken.
Right! Right!
I'm sorry. It gets pretty crude at some points with him and the chicken.
What do you know, Matt?
I mean, I'm just saying there are some.
What,
there are some
what is part of that
said,
sex and violence episode?
It just makes it sound like they've the chicken and it just.
Why does Camilla always sound so distressed? Yeah,
poor just Camilla.
Can't be easy taking that nose.
oh my dear lord!
Oh my!
And then we had a huge break between 1999 and 2011 with the return. The Muppets.
I was trepidatious about that when I first heard that movie was coming out because I'm very protective of my Muppets. And, you know, I love Jason Segel, but my biggest concern was that it was going to abandon everything that made the Muppets great. And boy, howdy. He just...
Oh, there was
the most beautiful fan tribute I could ever imagine.
Well, I remember after seeing it, because I think I saw it before Thanksgiving that year because... Mm-hmm. I remember it had been a while since I had rewatched the Muppet movie.
Mm-hmm.
I had forgotten that when they run into literally Gonzo, that he had like basically a plumbing truck.
Yeah.
And then in the Muppets, he had this big plumbing empire that they found.
Yes.
Which I had forgotten about that, so I'm like, okay, that's odd. Then we're watching the Muppet movie, I'm like, fuck you, Siegel.
Yeah. Yeah, no, the attention.
You did better than I thought.
The attention to detail in that movie is insane.
Yeah.
That set is perfect from the Muppet Show.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, it's perfect. Like, the way he did it, I absolutely loved it.
And they did a good job with the guest stars.
Yep.
They didn't overpower the Muppets. It was like, it was a good job with the guest stars.
And I mean, it's kind of like going back to previously with The Force Awakens, how it was, it fit the tone of what it was. Yeah. So it made perfect sense.
Right.
Yep. No, I love, yeah, I was a big fan of the
And I think we're about to go to the other most slept on Muppet movie.
In 2014, we have Muppets Most Wanted.
I fucking love that movie.
I love Muppets Most Wanted.
That movie contained a joke that I laughed so hard at, I literally thought I was going to piss myself in the theater.
I have not seen it yet.
It was not well reviewed when it came out.
No, it wasn't.
But it is hilarious.
It's so good. Oh. I love it so much.
Oh, my God.
And
sound engineer Joey is about to assault Matt right now.
So you are also channeling your best Durwood because he's the only other person that gets stuff thrown at him.
Oh, my God, it's...
Nerd.
It's so good. You have to watch it.
Yeah,
do not throw a battery. Do not throw a battery.
Tina Fey is just A-plus in that movie.
Here's the thing. I'm not a Tina Fey fan.
I love Tina Fey.
No, I'm not. I like Mean Girls. And I like this. That's about it when it comes to Tina Fey. But she's so funny in it.
Like, I laughed so hard, I was disruptive to the other moviegoers.
There were people turning around watching us. Like,
I just... And I love that about the Muppets.
Which joke was it?
It was Goodnight, Danny Trejo.
Goodnight, Danny Trejo.
Goodnight, Danny Trejo. And for some reason, that just struck me as the funniest shit I
had
ever heard.
I mean, I just love when they're in the gulag and it's, you know...
Yes.
Ray Liotta and Danny Trejo.
And Josh Groban is locked in the tube.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
It's so good.
No, I'm sorry. This came out in 2014.
Yeah, you got time.
And we're doing a podcast about the fucking Muppets.
Yeah, you have nothing.
Which, by the way, it should be the next sequel. The fucking Muppets.
Yeah.
I would love that.
But
so
also,
much.
My other favorite joke from The Muppets Most Wanted is in the very beginning where they're singing about a sequel. And then Bunsen Honeydew is like, actually, this is like the 13th movie we've done since the original Muppet movie. And it's not per se a sequel. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
He totally will, actually.
Although it's probably the closest to a direct sequel that they ever got. Because almost everything was... I mean, although The Muppets could be a sequel to...
I consider that really more a reboot.
Yeah, it was kind of a reimagining. It's after what possibly could have happened of The Muppet Show, not the movies.
Right.
It was not the Danny Trejo joke, even though that one made you laugh, too. It was the way he kept saying, pig. Oh. To Miss Piggy.
When Kermit... Okay, Matt, I'm going to spoil some things for you. Okay. So.
It's your own damn fault. It's your own damn fault.
Yes,
but
so there
that's
is...
what it was, because we still... Whenever we watch it, whenever that joke comes on, you just about fall off the couch every single time laughing at that.
Yeah, well, because in the movie, there is a Russian villain who is a frog and looks exactly like Kermit.
But with a mole.
But with a mole.
That, he's in the previews.
Yeah.
I remember that. Okay. Yeah.
And he totally fools everybody on the Muppets because they're dumb.
Not everyone. He doesn't fool animal.
He doesn't fool animal.
No. Animal's amazing.
Well,
that's why.
He can smell it. He's animal.
This is the joke.
I know. That's where it
is
was.
Is that he's Russian and he can barely talk. Like, he doesn't say, like, when he talks to Miss Piggy, he's like, hello, pig. But the only thing he knows how to say when he first encounters the Muppets is, yeah, I am Kermit.
Like, very much like he's in the Red Lodge.
And they're
in
having
Twin
this
Peaks.
Entire discussion. And every time they refer back to Kermit, he just keeps saying, I am Kermit. And I just fucking lost it. I could not with this movie. Please, seriously, everybody, go watch Muppets
brilliant.
Most Wanted.
Oh my God.
No matter.
Well, and especially when it came out, it was because it has Ricky Gervais as one of the main stars.
Dominic Badgey. Spelled bad guy.
Yeah. But, you know, just how, you know,
I cannot believe
controversial he can be. But it's like, And he's headlining a Muppet movie.
Oh my God, it's so different. But that was the thing.
Yeah, that was the joke.
I am great.
I was paralyzed by that joke.
And I love so much of the, dude from Modern Family, I'm blanking on his name.
Ty Burrell.
Who
was also excellent in that
movie. Ty Burrell as a French inspector going opposite Sam the Eagle is beautiful.
Yeah, the interrogation scene. It's a whole musical number. It's
the music in that one is also really good.
There's one song.
It was done by the guy from Flight of the Conchords.
Because he's one of the other.
He's the other.
Yeah. And there's one song. It's funny, of another movie, Greatest Showman. That in one of the songs in there are parts that sound a lot to me very similar to the I'm Number One.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like there's part. So whenever I hear that, because the kids love that movie, Greatest Showman.
The kids meaning your kids.
Yeah, my kids. And my kids and my wife love The Greatest Showman, so it's
as
all
they
the
should.
Time.
Yep.
But like whenever I hear that song, I keep thinking, I'm number one.
I wanted to see if any of the movies had won Oscars. Now, they've won plenty of Emmys and they won some Grammys, but I wanted to check on the Oscars.
It was nominated for The Muppet Movie.
The Muppet Movie was nominated for Score and Best Song for Rainbow Connection.
Not Screenplay?
Mm-mm.
Duh.
Huh.
Here's the thing, though. Rainbow Connection lost to It Goes Like It Goes from Norma Rae. I don't even know that damn song. Yeah. How can Rainbow...
I was going to say, although the only other one I would have accepted from that year, and because 1979, which was the year I was born, so that's it probably has one of the best movie opening songs and one of the best movie closing songs with Rainbow Connection and Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. Because that from Life of Brian was also 1979, which I'm sure was not nominated.
I still love you, Dusty Springfield. But damn.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. Great Muppet Caper, nominated for Best Song for The First Time It Happens, which is the Rolf song in that movie. I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
But it lost to Arthur's theme, The Best You Can Do.
Well, that's a classic.
Yeah. Muppets Take Manhattan was nominated for Best Score, but lost to Prince for Purple Rain.
Yeah, I am Kermit.
Oh, that's who Prince is.
There you go.
The guy that beat the Muppets.
Yeah.
Right.
Finally.
Savagely.
Finally, the Muppets won Best Song for Man or Muppet.
Man or Muppet. Yeah. Oh, I love that song.
So, if I may quickly touch on Prince and the Muppets, here's an interesting fact,
all
right?
Oh, my.
Interesting tidbit.
When the Muppets had their reboot series in the 90s, Muppets Tonight, Prince, who at the time was not going by Prince, but was known as the symbol, or as the media called him, the artist formerly known as Prince, he appeared on the show. Now, during a very bitter dispute with his record company, Warner Brothers, they wouldn't let him have the master recordings of his songs, so he decided, purely out of spite, to go back and re-record all 20-some-odd albums that he had done for Warners, and none of that material ever saw the light of day, except... The version of Starfish and Coffee that he performed on Muppets Tonight was the re-recorded version from his new version of Sign of the Times. That is the only track from that entire session so far, because we don't know what the estate's going to do, that have ever been heard. So that's something that Prince fans know, that episode of Muppets Tonight is very special for that reason. By the way, Raspberry Sorbet was not the re-recording of Raspberry Beret.
Starkey, that was your dork.
Nerd.
Thank you. There you go.
Proudly.
that was your chance right there. Okay, so I gave you boys some homework.
Yes.
Does everyone have their homework?
Yes.
Oh, good.
I didn't write it down. It's all in my mind.
He felt the same way. I write everything down.
Look, the Muppets are in my soul, man.
Well, and so much of it just changed. Well, from the character side, it can change.
Sure. Okay, let's start with your three favorite Muppet films. I couldn't put these in order. I couldn't.
I have number one, and then...
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't put them
and
in
number
order.
Number one.
Okay. So let's... How about we do two in no order, and then our number one?
Oh, okay.
Does that work?
Yeah, that works. You gonna go first?
Sure.
What's your two?
Okay. One of them has to be The Muppets.
Original.
No.
The Muppets.
The Jason Segel version.
See, yeah.
God, well, they mess you up with that thing.
Well, it's...
The Muppets and the Muppet movie. Yeah.
The Muppet movie. Yeah, Muppet movie, Muppets...
All right. What's your other one?
My other one is The Muppets Take Manhattan.
You know, I'm pretty sure our three are the exact same ones.
And the number one, of course, it not only, in my opinion, the best Muppet movie, but one of my favorite movies of all time, The Muppet Movie.
Yeah. It is, yeah. All three are exactly the same.
I am Muppets Take Manhattan because I am a Broadway girl, and that one had some great musical numbers in it, and it had Gregory Hines in it, and Joan Rivers, and people that I really, really love.
Yes.
Something from the grill, Jill.
Meat makes me ill, Gil. That's
Ocean Breeze soap will get you clean. Fucking love that movie.
I love it. The Muppet movie. The original. But Muppets Most Wanted is in my top three. I love that movie.
It's a fair choice.
So damn funny. I can't believe
you
haven't
watched it. To be honest, this is a series where you really can't go wrong with choosing anything.
No, I don't think you can either. Yeah. Although if you did say The Christmas Carol, I'd allow it, but I'd still be like, really?
I love The Christmas Carol. It's not one of my top three, but it's one of my
top
four.
Did anyone in A Christmas Carol give Jenny the huggies?
It's so wrong. So, Joe, Anthony got yours.
Yeah, exactly. My three.
Starkey?
Oh, so I have The Muppets, Muppet Treasure Island are two. In
really?
Particular. I love Muppet Treasure Island. Again, Tim Curry. Okay.
Who?
He is brilliant. Brilliant.
Did he invent that Indian food I like?
Yes. Curry? Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was actually thinking chicken tikka masala, but.
And then, of course, the Muppet movie. The original, because
can't fuck with the best.
There is one scene like you in The Muppets Most Wanted, or what was the one that you almost peed yourself?
The Muppets Most Wanted.
Yeah, there is one scene in that. It's the very, very last scene in the movie where they're testing the sound. I can't remember who was testing the sound, but they ask Animal to go to the microphone and test the sound, and he goes to the microphone and just yells at the top of his lungs, "Testing!" into the microphone, and the headphones like come off the guy's ears.
Just like an actor.
It was fucking hilarious. I died every single time I watched that.
For me, my pee myself joke from the Muppet movie, Miss Piggy's angry eyes.
Oh, yeah. Especially like, oh, boys.
Yeah.
And then when she's up there, I mean.
Oh, my God.
In that scene, Mel Brooks is in it.
Yep.
Oh, it's just such a brilliant movie.
Yeah. And again, it holds up. I don't think, without a doubt. That movie just holds
and
up.
There is huge, like the huge animal that busts out of the freaking.
Great technical achievement.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
There's not a kid alive today. I don't care when they were born. If they were born 2 years ago, everybody knows The Rainbow Connection.
Well, yes.
Can you verify this, Joe?
Yes. I will say,
your two-year-old
probably,
knows it.
Yeah, kind of, maybe. I will say, though, rivaling a bunch of adults was this afternoon sitting on my couch with both my girls in my lap as Rainbow Connection was on.
Aww.
So that was pretty amazing.
See?
Suck it all, y'all.
Still don't want kids, but that's beautiful.
Aww.
You'll borrow mine every once in a while.
Damn right.
Yeah. And then we sugar them up and we send them back to you. That's the glory of being the aunties and uncles.
They don't need the sugar. You know that. Love you, girls.
And then I asked you for your five favorite Muppets. And I know this was hard. It was hard.
I want to cheat so much to get as many in as possible.
You cannot cheat. No
you have
cheating.
No idea how badly I wanted to do five of the most fucking obscure Muppets. Pretty much, it would be me and Joey who would know.
Kitchen rat number six in Muppets Take Manhattan.
Lady rat.
Lady rat.
Oh, I'm sorry. That number in Muppets Take Manhattan where the rats do their little like stomp version in the kitchen, I love that. It's so good. What?
Precursor to both stomp and ratatouille.
Yeah.
And it's basically how it is in restaurants in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Of course.
Pizza rat.
Yeah. So one at a time, we'll go around the room until we get to five.
Yeah, sure.
These are in no order because
mine are ranked, actually.
Actually, I do have a favorite.
My number one is ranked. Everything else kind of changes.
All right.
But.
Hit me.
Number five, Janice. Fucking love Janice.
What is it about Janice?
You know, I love that there is so much to her because they present her as a dumb valley girl. But one of my favorite jokes from, I want to say, The Great Muppet Caper. No, The Happiness Hotel was...
Great Muppet Caper.
It was Great Muppet Caper.
Yeah, when they're all
was
talking.
When, like, they're having the big discussion and Janice keeps talking at the end. And it's just this completely fucking random rant both times. Like,
she's talking about being nude to her parents.
Yeah, like...
I just watched it last
it's
night.
My
it was,
life,
hilarious.
Mother. I'll make my own decision.
Yeah.
and I love... Yeah, just love it. Love it.
I'm a fan of Janice.
And I love that, you know, we now have a living embodiment of Janice, the Muppet, in Little Kim. It's pretty much what she's turned into at this point. Complete with the dude's hand up her ass.
Oh my god.
That was uncalled for.
I appreciated it.
My boobs. Number five, and I may get some slack because I told you guys five, solid five, but I count them as one, is Statler and Waldorf.
Slack. They're my number five too. They're on my list.
They are one character.
Slack.
They are one character.
Slack.
What?
That I'm with you on that. They're one. They're on my list.
Slack.
You cannot have one without the other.
No, you cannot.
No.
You cannot do have one without the other.
I don't know what I would do with my life if I saw only one. It's like, did the other one actually die?
Well, I have this feeling that there was a scene somewhere where one guy was there and he turned around and the other one wasn't there.
Statler and Waldorf's original performers were the first two to die. Jim Henson and Richard Hunt.
Wow, way to bring that down.
Yeah.
I want to go home.
Yeah, I love Statler and Waldorf. Greatest, oh my god, yeah. One of the best comedy duos ever, right up there with Patton Oswalt. Yeah, love Statler and Waldorf. But yeah, you can't separate them. I'm sorry.
Well, I especially love how they're just always, like, they never say a good thing about anything that's happening. When how genius everything that's happening on there.
Bring on the comic. I am the comic. Then bring on the girls. This isn't that kind of show. Then bring on the girl comics. Oh!
Yeah, classic.
Well, I'm glad the three of us agreed on that.
Four. Sound engineer Joey's in that boat, too.
Yay! Yeah. See, odd man out. Okay.
I respect their individual personalities.
Go. All right, what's your number four, then?
Felt face, human hands, the Swedish chef.
Damn it!
As crude an ethnic stereotype as the Muppets had ever produced, no one seems to care because he's fucking hilarious.
Yes.
I'm going to come back around to it because he's my number one.
Yes.
Okay, so then my number four. And also, too, I love that our friend Kelsey, Joey's wife Kelsey, just realized within like the last year or so that the Swedish chef has actual human hands and it freaks her out.
It's kind of freaky.
My number four is Pepe the King Prawn.
He's on my list.
Later
He's on my
canon.
List.
Later canon.
I love Pepe the King Prawn.
And wasn't his debut Muppets in Space?
I think so.
Yes,
or was
yes.
he on Muppets Tonight?
No, I don't know.
I think he was on Muppets Tonight. I'm pretty sure.
I love Pepe the King Prawn.
Oh, God. He's so good with the ladies. He just...
So good with the ladies.
He has like the best one-liners. His uh-huh. one-liners
His
are
His full
so
name,
funny.
You'll be happy to know, is Pepino Rodrigo Serrano Gonzalez.
That's right.
I love him so much. It's also too...
No, he's from Muppets Tonight.
No.
Yep,
I remember.
1996.
I love that he's King Prawn, but he doesn't look like a prawn. Like... I think shrimp.
If looks could kill.
No kidding.
Never mind. We're just not going to get into this because we're just not.
Joe, what is your number four?
Probably one of my favorite parts from the Muppet movie is with Sweetums.
Mm.
And he's one of my favorite. Just there's so much fun with him and just Hollywood. Oh, I don't know why he's wrong. And
the nicest monster ever.
I know, exactly. Yeah. You think he's just all this scary, and then he's just all like, hey, guys, wait for me!
One of the things I miss the most about Muppet Vision 3D and Disneyland is seeing Sweetums.
Yeah. Oh, I love Muppet Vision 3D.
I'm sorry, Matt, that I took your Pepe.
I mean, no, you guys have all said some of the
Whoa.
Things.
Pepino Rodrigo Serrano Gonzalez.
I have number one and all the rest of them, basically. All right. But Sweetums, Pepe the King Prawn, Statler and Waldorf, they're on the list, and we can keep going.
Okay.
Anthony?
Three.
My number three is Gonzo. Just...
Poor Matt!
He's on my list.
the greatest one-liners... So weird. If I could pick to have one superhuman trait, it would be when I arrive somewhere, that sound effect of happens like it used to with Gonzo.
My third is Miss Piggy.
Yep, she's at my
what?
List.
She's just annoying. I was so happy Kermit left her.
Oh,
in the newest Muppet show.
No, because that chick that he was dating was so weird. That Muppet was weird.
She was a hot pig. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do I have to share a mic with him again anymore? Because it's kind of weird.
Oh my God, you paralyzed Anthony.
I just want to say that the guy who questioned the validity of the sexual relationship of Gonzo and a chicken just described a Muppet pig as a hot pig. I just want that for the record.
Look, Miss Piggy has style.
Take to Twitter and at the shit out of Matthew Starkey about that, folks.
Miss Piggy has style. She has such style about
and
her.
And such grace. Wait.
Also,
no, but
she knows what she wants, and she goes and she takes it.
You know what my favorite... So Frank Oz, who voices her, obviously, mm-hmm. How he describes her in his mind, how he gets into character, is she is a truck driver trying to be a woman. And that is my favorite description of Miss Piggy.
Like Large Marge?
Yes.
And I love that when the most recent Muppet show came out, and with it would be more...
The one with the hot pig?
Yeah, the hot pig Muppet show.
Sex and violence hot pig Muppet show. Yeah.
This fall on ABC.
That sounds more like Netflix.
Yeah.
You are never going to live that down now.
She was a hot pig.
Yeah.
Just sent to madness.
When it would be in the more adult-oriented that it was.
Clearly.
Yes. Well, in Starkey's mind, at least. And how a lot of groups were boycotting, complaining about it, were like, first off, have you watched The Muppets before? But then the fact that they never had a problem with the main romance between a frog and a pig, and everyone's like, whatever.
Well, I do have some issues with the most recent Muppet show. We can touch on that in a minute after we've done our top one, but I do have some issues. As much as I enjoyed it, I do have some issues.
All right, Joe, what was your number three?
Mine was actually Miss Piggy, so we'll go.
Matt?
Well, okay, again, so I had Sweetums, Statler and Waldorf, Pepe the King Prawn, and Gonzo.
Gonzo.
Now he's dying. Yeah. We're going
to
skip.
I'm being told to get closer to the microphone. I'm sorry.
Number two. What you got for number two?
Fuck you, hot pig. Miss Piggy is a goddamn icon.
Yes, she is.
Icon. Goddamn icon. Style icon. Fashion icon.
Uh-huh.
Gay icon.
Preach it.
Swine icon.
Again, and she, without Miss Piggy, the hot pig would never have come to fruition.
Yes, and without Miss Piggy, Kermit would probably never have to be on heart medication. What's your point?
I'm going to hand over... I'm going to let you take the next one, because I feel like my number two is going to, take one of yours again.
I thought we were only supposed to do five.
Yeah.
I've already done four.
Oh.
Well, because we've all...
You've all said the rest of
your number one was Gonzo.
No.
Your number one was...
I'm going to wait then, because I think my number two is going to be his number one.
I think same here, so...
Yeah,
should we do our number ones then?
Let's just do our number ones. Number ones. Let Matt go, because he hasn't been able to say, one. It better be this one if I gave up to go.
Animal.
Yes.
Because I can't put all of Electric Mayhem as one character. I'm going...
No.
I had to choose Animal. Because I think...
Unlike Statler and Waldorf, those two have to go together. But Electric Mayhem...
Because each one of them is individual.
Right. Yeah.
But I think as a collective, I think... all the scenes in the Muppet movie with Electric Mayhem is... Amazing.
Can you picture that as one of my favorite songs ever in any Muppet movie?
Anytime it comes on, because it's on rotation in my car.
Funky.
It's on rotation in my car. Every single time it comes on, I'm like, yes, and turning it up. That is an awesome song.
I think whenever I hear that, I'm like, oh, that's why I started getting into funk later in life is because, and not just by smell, because I've had that for my whole life.
I have to disagree with the whole of the Electric Mayhem and Animal being the same entity, because Animal... It's completely separate from, he has his own thing going on.
Yes.
Mayhem. You can't include Animal just as part of the Electric Mayhem. You could include Zoot as just part of the Electric Mayhem.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I wanted to say Electric Mayhem, but knowing that for this intensive purpose, I didn't want to include just the whole chunk. I was like, okay, what individual member? And I'm like, okay, I think Animal is the most, out of all the characters of Electric Mayhem, is the most out there and most fully formed and awesome. He,
although Zoot did have the best joke in the pilot of the new Muppet series. At the table read he thought was an AA meeting.
Yes.
I'll give him that.
I forgot about that.
But yeah, Animal was my, and I didn't want to say because I knew Animal was going to be your number one, because I love, Animal's just funny. He's just a funny character, especially for a character who doesn't really have lines. Like he,
woman!
That is it. That it's like just yelling certain words, and it's still like perfect.
Joe, are you dying, or is that your Animal impression?
Give me 5 minutes, we'll find out.
Okay, cool.
Because also in
too much hot pig.
Hot pig.
Joe's final words.
I think Matt's gonna die now.
Well, I just made hot pork, hot pulled pork.
Is that a euphemism?
Maybe.
Okay. Can I please share my favorite Muppet?
Because the podcast has devolved.
Because I was going to say, in Muppets Most Wanted, Animal again is so funny because he's the only one that recognizes that the...
Yeah, I am Kermit.
Right. And he just keeps saying, bad frog.
Bad frog.
That's all he keeps saying, and it's so good. Oh. Okay, number one, go.
My favorite pimp of all time, Dr. Teeth.
Oh, you did separate them. Yeah.
Is my favorite Muppet for a number of reasons. Number one, he was a keyboard player like my dad. And when I was a little kid, I thought my dad was cool, and I thought Dr. Teeth was cool, and both Dr. Teeth and my dad are still playing keyboard, so that's awesome.
Are they both still cool?
They are both still cool in their own ways. But yeah, no, I love Dr. Teeth because, I mean, he was clearly a takeoff on Dr. John, but I love the attitude. I love the way Jim Henson played him. One of my favorite moments in the Muppet movie is where he's talking about when the police car shows up. He said, the cops, the police, the fuzz, the P.I. piggies in his face. Like, that's just some great moments there. And I love his style. I have said someday, because I do actually have the craftiness to do this, someday I'm going to build a full-on Dr. Teeth costume and go to Comic-Con or something when in another timeline I actually have free time or something. Right. Because I've always wanted to do that, and I've always wanted to build that particular Muppet. I love Dr. Teeth.
Well, my number one was one you already said, which the Swedish Chef. Love the Swedish Chef. It makes me, Swedish Chef makes me giggle every single time. And again, this is why Muppets Most Wanted is my favorite. It's not in the movie. It's in the outtake of the song where they're questioning all the Muppets.
Yes, and the Muppets Most Wanted because they're talking to the Swedish Chef. And he's like, and they're like, can we get a translator? And the guy comes in and he says, yes, what the chef said was, fluga, fluga, fluga. It's not Swedish. Which is one of the many, 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 many ways that the Muppets has always been so beautifully self-referential.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, right back to the Muppet caper, like, when Oscar the Grouch shows up, he's like, what
Muppet
are you doing?
Muppet movie, Big Bird.
Cameo.
Yes.
When they're driving across country in the Muppet movie, they pass Big Bird.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to Hollywood.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you doing here? A very brief cameo. Me too.
No, that line of, it's not Swedish. It's just so good. But a Swedish Chef is my favorite.
Shoop to shoop to shoop. Shoop. That's what he says.
Joe.
My number one should be an absolute shock to no one.
And I'm also shocked we have not yet mentioned him yet in almost an hour.
Oh my God, right?
Waka waka.
Yep.
Fozzie Bear.
Joe
Last
is...
name Bear. You're welcome, Joey. And there's a story behind that. Thank you, Mr. Bishop. But Fozzie Bear is...
I
am Fozzie Bear.
You are Fozzie Bear.
I'm Harry.
Funny.
I was born in Reno, and I am full of bad jokes. And
you're wearing a hat right now.
Yep. And no pants.
If only you drove a Studebaker. Like
I wish I could.
Bear it is natural habitat.
List, I couldn't have six.
A Studebaker.
Yeah. No, if only you drove a Studebaker, that would be perfection.
Yeah. No, I love Fozzie Bear. And
Best dad jokes ever.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I was preparing for that
also,
my whole life.
I'm a little... None of us named Kermit.
I know.
That's kind of sad.
Well,
I'm
it's
sad.
Kind of a given we all love Kermit. But
yes.
Kermit's whole role in the Muppets is the straight man. Like, he is opposite all of these insane characters. and he's kind of the center of it.
Right.
Right.
And the heart
okay,
of it.
Okay, I got it.
Which, and now I'm going to talk about the New Muppet series.
Go ahead, yeah.
Because one of the things that never, the New Muppet series is funny. It's really funny. I laugh a lot every time I watch an episode. But for me, it was a minor betrayal of its Bible because there was a cynicism to it. It lacked a lot of the heart of the original. Hmm. It was just a lot of shade and a lot of insult comedy. And it seemed like you could put that script on a cast of humans and it would be like The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it didn't, for me, it was a lack of, it lacked the warmth and the heart of the original series. Hmm. As funny as it was.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, it was definitely one of those things where it seemed like it was The Office with Muppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that.
Which isn't a bad concept.
No. And without it, we wouldn't have Matt's favorite hot pig now. Yeah. No,
that'll
I get
do,
that.
Pig. That'll do.
But I'm kind of, I don't know, it just kind of makes me a little sad that nobody said Kermit.
Well, we all love Kermit.
Do we all love Kermit?
We all love Kermit.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Yay!
All right, if there's
it would be nice if the Muppet Association loved Steve Whitmire as much, but that's a whole other issue.
Good Lord. Was there any other Muppet you wanted to throw out there now that we're coming towards the end of the episode that, you know, I know I limited you to five,
Much
but...
respect to Lou Zealand.
Who?
Joey, do you believe these assholes? Like, I mean, seriously.
Who?
Google it. I'm not going to dignify that with an answer.
No, seriously.
Is he the with the boomerang fish?
Yes.
I was like, oh.
And I was like, wait, Lou Zealand. Why did I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Because I always knew Lou. They
shout out to Crazy Harry, whose original name was Crazy Donald, which I'm sure someday the town I live in will call me. Shout out to Mildred. Shout out to Pops. Shout out to Featherbird. Google that shit.
Shout out to Thog.
I like Sam the Eagle.
who's the death? The guy who's always creepily talking about death.
Matthew Starkey. Wait.
No.
Oh, you mean the Phantom of the Muppet Show?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he was originally called. I think he has another name
now.
Yeah,
he's got another name. I don't know what it is, but I really like
him. Let's find out. Yeah,
Sam the Eagle would have made my honorable mention.
I think, especially when you pair, like, how he was paired in Muppets Most Wanted. Because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, this very uptight, patriotic sort of character, which is like, okay, that can go so far. But then when you pair him just right opposite another character.
His name is Uncle Deadly?
Yes, that's who I'm talking about.
Although I will tell you, if anybody watches John Oliver Last Week Tonight, I don't remember what it was. Couple seasons ago, he was for some reason talking about the Muppets in some piece that he was doing, and he was like, and then you have to rank which Muppets you want to have sex with, and it was like a Muppet, and he goes, and then Sam the Eagle, because you know he would be into some kinky shit.
that makes sense.
Was Miss Piggy on the list?
No.
See,
there's a reason. Was the hot pig on the list?
I don't remember the other two. It was just I just remember Sam the
you know,
Eagle.
Annie Sue does anal.
Oh, I think they all kind of technically do, don't they?
Well, and also, like, how can you...
Actually, yes, they all do.
This is disintegrating.
You don't
want
to get into, like, Muppet sex, because somebody out there wants to bugger Robin, and I don't sit well with that.
That's just, no. How do we feel about that new one? The one
Lily calls him Baby Kermit.
Oh,
I love that new character. I thought that was really cool that they... I thought it was going to be something much more... exciting at the very end of that movie, but then the whistling was really good. I was very impressed by it because I've always considered myself a whistler. So,
well, because he's also in Muppets Most Wanted, not as you know a leading character, you know, as he was in the Muppets.
Well, see, I don't even need to see it anymore. You guys gave away all the spoilers.
You have to watch this movie.
It's really good.
Danny Trejo does musical numbers. How can you not want to watch that?
I actually want to see that. Does he have machetes during this?
You're going to have to watch it. Yeah,
you're going to have to watch it. Yep. All right, well, I think we covered a tiny part of it.
We uncovered some shit today, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like we know more about each other now.
Boobs.
Too much. Durwood, please come back. If you liked what you heard here, you can get a dose
God
of our funny
you.
Every day on Twitter at Pop Culture House, or you can follow me, Anthony Donovan, at Daboy, D-A-B-O-Y.
Crazed Dr. Scott
at Starkface.
You Are you on Twitter?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he liked something the other day, and it was
You can follow Matthew Starkey at GMATPro on
Twitter.
Is that
what it is?
Yes.
Ah, there you go.
For the love of God, man.
Like our Facebook page, and we would like to
take...
Like,
I signed up once, I entered it in my browser, and that's it.
We would like to take a moment right now to thank all of our patrons.
Yes.
Who make this show possible. We love you guys so much, and we thank you so much for your support. Please visit our Patreon page if you haven't done that, and consider becoming a patron, because for as little as $1 a month, you can get access to exclusive content, and for the higher levels, you can get things like... After show notes with sound engineer Joey, which I think are going to be another whole hour tonight. You can also get Amy and Durwood arguing about things and a bunch of other cool stuff.
Yeah. And please, we really do appreciate it. And every little bit helps. Even a dollar helps us out.
It's true.
For as little as $1 a month, you can keep Amy and Durwood fighting.
Not for a dollar.
Not for a dollar, you can.
That's going to cost you.
We're a little bit more than a dollar to get
us
fighting.
We want to thank everybody at the Community Center and, of course, our lovely sound engineer, Joey.
Yay!
And
lovely.
We want to wish you all the best. And we'll... Wait a minute.
What?
Tim Curry was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
God.
Oh.
Well.
That's where it is.
Slap me on the ass
legend.
And call me Hot Pig. I'm just... Good night,
Later.
Everybody.